Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, special, you say? Well, absolutely. Just as special as I can be. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. And thank you so much for joining us today, as we were, in fact, in the process of coming apart. So it means a good thing to me. I'm glad to have you with us and have me with you this afternoon at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com. And, of course, if you're heading south of the general listening area here in the Upstate, along I-85, say heading toward Georgia, and the 106.3 FM signal gets a bit fuzzy, switch over to 101.5 FM. 101.5 FM is based in Anderson. It'll take you almost all the way to the Georgia border. So there you go. We have this state bisected pretty much, my friend, because, of course, the 106.3 FM signal goes well into our northern cousins up there. Don't forget our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307, wherein I see somebody has mentioned my presence today. The word got out early. Don't run. It's okay. But we've heard from Alan R. of Spartanburg, King of the Limericks. And let's see here. Things had gotten a bit rowdy and raucous. Old folks shouting, "Hey, somebody walk us through this newfangled app. It's a cheap piece of crap. Just a typical Democrat caucus." I must tell you, I have a friend of mine who is probably the world's foremost expert on the entire issue of the Iowa caucuses. His name is Jeff Stein, and he actually programs a radio station in the state of Iowa, and is something of a historian as well. He's taught at the college level. And he explained to me caucus night, as things were just falling apart right and left. He said, and I said to him, you know, I would think that Iowa would pretty much have the hang of running caucuses by now. And he says, we do. He says, you want to know what happened? Here's what happened. Iowa knows how to run a caucus. They were running a caucus fine. It was the Democratic National Committee which came in and said, you're going to do this and this. In addition to reporting the caucus results, we have three sets of results you're going to have to report. Now, one, you're going to have to report the results of everybody's first choice, that is to say, turning the caucus virtually into a primary. And that made New Hampshire a little angry because New Hampshire is supposed to have the first primary. And then there was another set of results they had to report. There were three sets instead of the usual one. And to make it all easy, here's our new app. Oh, yes. And that's what happened there. So the head of the Iowa Democratic Party has resigned. Troy somebody Price or something, I forget his name, but it doesn't matter. We won't be hearing from him again. He bit the bullet, fell on his sword. In fact, the head of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, is the one who should have resigned. They forced that on Iowa. In fact, they were forcing it on Nevada, too. But, of course, the good people in Nevada said, whoa, I don't think we'll be using that. They were going to use that app on Saturday, a week from tomorrow, which is the Nevada caucuses, the third contest of the year. And, of course, as you all know, we get the fourth contest of the year. More about which here in a minute. But I just thought I would pass along to you, if you wondered who was to blame for that Iowa mess, oh, that massive mess, the Democratic National Committee, according to a guy I trust, he said that, yes, Iowans know how to hold a caucus. The DNC, National Committee, is the one who stepped in and messed it up. Anyhowsomever, we, of course, have the primary coming up, and I think I've mentioned to you before what I'm going to be doing on the 29th. I'm going to be voting, and I'm going to be voting. Of course, there's no Republican presidential primary in South Carolina. They decided not to hold one. And let's face it, the outcome would hardly have been, shall we say, leaving one on the edge of one's seat. But I'm going to be voting in the Democratic primary because I'm allowed to. You're not forced to vote. Of course, you don't register by party in the state of South Carolina. And I've had people say, well, that what are you going to do coming up in June then? I mean, what are you going to do when it's time to vote in the Republican primary for everything else on June the 9th? And I said, I'm going to be voting in the Republican primary for everything else on June the 9th. You can do that. And then I've had people say, well, why would you want to vote for the Democrats? I know you. You don't sound like a Democratic supporter. Well, I'm not. I'm going to do it strictly for mischief. And I've been thinking a great deal about this. And, of course, my whole point was just to put a burr under their saddle. I was thinking along the lines, frankly, of Tulsi Gabbard, just because the Democrats really, the party has such a tough time with her. But, I've changed my mind. I think I may well go with Joe Biden. I know he's still ostensibly the favorite here, but I'm just thinking that it would really be great to have crippled Joe be the nominee. I'm looking forward to that. I see the debate stages coming up. They've already picked the dates for all the debates, the presidential debates, 3 presidential and one vice presidential, I think it is. They picked all the dates for that. And I just think that would be a most fun debate. Now that we've seen the new and not exactly improved Joe Biden on the debate stage, Joe was never the best debater. I remember him debating earlier in some of the presidential debates in 88, when the first time he ran. And then, of course, in 08, I think he lasted like one debate or something like that. And, of course, the vice presidential debate that he wound up being in 08 against Sarah Palin, and then, of course, the vice presidential debate in 2012 against Paul Ryan. And he did okay. I don't think he was anything that was particularly, to write home about, but he did okay. He's lost a major step. He's lost a major step. So I would look forward to that, to see him bring his rapier-sharp wit to the debate stage this fall. That would be kind of fun. Maybe that's kind of cruel of me. I don't know. It's 3:13 now at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Maybe that's cruel of me. I don't know here. Texter says, if you want to cause mischief, vote for Bernie. No, I don't think I'm going to vote for Bernie. And like I said, I'm just having fun because I don't really care who wins. I don't know that I could bring myself in my heart of hearts to vote for a guy I'm afraid of. A Biden, if elected, would not be good for this country, nor a Buttigieg. I mean, Bernie Sanders would be flat out dangerous. I'm really serious about that. The things he wants to do, not that he would probably get his way on everything, which we can talk some more about, because I don't think he would, even if elected. But the thought of him being the nominee, that is to say, one election away from the Oval Office, this guy is creepy scary. And we can talk about this today, if you like, at the Ingalls Advantage talk line of 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. I don't want him to be the nominee, to be that step closer. And again, any Democrat is going to be viable. Any Democrat has got a shot. There are tens of millions of people in this country who hate President Trump's guts. They're convinced that he's evil, nasty, racist, and then every other ist and phobic that you can toss at him. And they will vote for any Democrat, any Democrat. The idea that Donald Trump's going to win in a walkaway, no. I hope it becomes a walkaway, but no. Don't take the chance. Don't even think that, because that betrays a sense of overconfidence. If you think that Bernie Sanders couldn't win, I got news for you. He might. If the economy took a downturn, he might. That can't be allowed to happen. All right, 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Jimbo Haddon sitting in for Bobby Mack at 1063 WORD, the time 3:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, that seems like a good idea. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And good to be here this afternoon. Lovely day after a few that haven't exactly been so lovely. But here we are, and it's a Friday, and it's Valentine's Day. And I will have a few thoughts regarding Valentine's Day a bit later on in the program today, because it is, after all, a day that matters if there's a special someone in your life. And it's even a day that matters if there isn't, because hope springs eternal, as they say. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line number is 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063, as ye seek out Bobby Mack and find, hey, it's only me, Jim Bohannon. Or there's the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307, 71307. Let's see. Jimbo, explain how Bernie Sanders has a snowball's chance in Haiti when James Carville attacked him last night as a communist. LOL. Okay, number one, James Carville does not speak for all Democrats. That's number one. Number two, he is not a communist. He is a hardcore socialist, which is bad enough, but it's not the same thing. You can check. There are no gulags in Sweden. You can check that out. And number three, calling him a socialist is not an epithet. It's not a four-letter word to an awful lot of young Americans whom we have allowed to be indoctrinated for a couple of generations in this country. Even if people believe he was a communist, that would only cut his vote a certain amount. You must understand what has been allowed to happen to a ton of young people at our expense in many cases. It's bad enough that this kind of stuff is jammed into their very impressionable ears in their formative years at all, but when it's done so at taxpayer expense, I doubt that there is a state system of higher education in the country where you will not find some professors who simply shouldn't be there, who have been teaching. And again, sometimes they go back all the way to the 60s, for Pete's sake. A lot of these people were radical idiots then, and they just went ahead and got PhDs and tenure. So that's why I think that probably bodes not helpful for him. James Carville certainly speaks for the establishment part of the Democrats. But see, they're kind of constrained right now. What do we do about Bernie? Now, we know what they did 4 years ago. They cheated. They got caught. That's the problem. They got caught. And to come out and overtly cheat again, as they did for Hillary, that would tear the party apart if they got caught doing that. Plus, of course, Bernie is already primed to watch for such cheating. And he has suspicions about what happened in Iowa anyway. Was that really just a bad app, or was that the latest round of Let's Cheat Bernie? Bernie might have won that nomination 4 years ago. And one thing to keep in mind, Bernie did not have all that personal baggage. Bernie, as far as we know, never went around doing illegal things with an email account. Bernie certainly did not have a foundation where hundreds of millions of dollars got donated for the express purpose of buying U.S. foreign policy. Bernie didn't have the whole history of the Clinton family all the way back through and including Whitewater. I hesitate to think how Bernie might have done. So anyway, let's see. Other texters here. Welder friend here. Bernie scares the hell out of me as much as the schools and professors of colleges have brainwashed our kids. They're crazy enough to vote for him. Yes, there are. Let me tell you something, and I'll tell you something else. Aside from from Donald Trump's core, there's only one other dedicated core of voters in this cycle, and those are the fanatics for Bernie, and they would crawl through a mile of broken glass for Bernie. It does scare me. It scares me a great deal. All right. Jimbo, maybe Bernie needs to get Corn Pop out campaigning with him. Biden needs certainly something out campaigning with him. At the moment, again, Biden has taken some hits, okay? No question about that. Fourth place in Iowa and fifth place in single digits in New Hampshire. No major party contender has ever started that way and wound up with the nomination. Now, of course, he's banking on things changing. And granted, you're talking about a couple of pretty white states in Iowa and New Hampshire. I've long argued that that those two states should not start the whole thing out every 4 years, not because they're bad or they're evil or even because they're white, but because no single handful of states should call the shots early on. You ought to rotate it. And I personally favor a series of regional primaries, Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, and West, and you rotate who starts first. And for those who are big believers in retail politicking, that is to say people with not a lot of money who go out and just can press the flesh and make an impression, okay, you want to start in small states? How about Rhode Island? How about Delaware? How about West Virginia? Those are small states, not the same two every single stinking time. So let's see here. Jimbo, the only way Bernie can beat Trump is if Trump forgets to explain the free college as a communist voucher system. Well, okay. I'm not quite sure exactly what that means. Of course, the problem with free college is the fact that there is no such thing. And explaining that to young people, I'm sure, won't be easy to do. But the only free college would be college which is taught by professors who don't get paid at schools where the administrators lead without getting paid and the secretaries type without getting paid and the janitors clean up without getting paid at a campus that was built by materials donated for free by a contractor who made no profit, who had workers who did not get paid. That would be a free college education. And, of course, there is no such thing as that. So, anyway, let's see here. Love it when you fill in. Is it Jimbo or is Bohannon the last name? The last name is Bohannon. So there you know, okay. Let's see. Tell that previous texter that there are many boomers among them, quite a few of my relatives who are diehard Marxists and socialists, who if a large enough number could tour in the state of South Carolina, turn the state of South Carolina purple or blue. We are literally months away from losing the republic if we do not educate people around us and go out and vote in very large numbers. I think that the president has got to be favored, but the scenario just spelled out by that texter is possible. This notion that calling somebody a socialist is enough, not anymore, not thanks to what we've let happen in this country. A lot of young people just believe in this whole notion of free this and free that. Jim, one thing is for sure, the indoctrination of our youth is definitely backfiring on the core Democratic Party. It's like everything else that Democrats try to control, they thought they could control our children. Now they're out of control with the socialist mentality. Well, for some, of course, they're out of control. For the Democratic establishment, who are honestly pretty much Santa Claus liberals. They're like in handing out, you know, this and that freebie thing and spending our tax dollars. They like that part. This totally upending society. Even the standard garden variety liberals have not been into that. And certainly, I think this has gone much further than a lot of people thought it would. Young people now, I mean, the kind of thing that we're talking about among the young is a little scary. It really is. Okay, we've got a couple of calls here, and I want to switch to them. Let's go ahead and start the call with Samantha, okay? We'll get the others in a second here. But Samantha in the Fountain Inn, go ahead. Do we have Samantha in Fountain Inn?
Yes, I'm here. I was listening to you speak earlier along the lines of possibly going out to vote for mischief, and I was considering doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I am going to vote for Trump again, but I was considering the thought of going out and possibly voting for someone else. And I was considering actually to vote for a more socialist version to go with Ben, because I thought that maybe he might be the best one for Trump to beat. I thought it would be easier for voters to be able to look at the two and say, do we want to go with a socialist or do we want to go with capitalism? And well, therefore, we might have some Democrats draw that line and, go with Trump as well. And
there's that side of the equation. I want to, if you could stay on the line, Samantha, I'd like to continue that thought because there is that side of the line. We'll be back at 1063 WORD in a moment, 329.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Afternoon, all. Thank you for being with us this afternoon at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And let's see here. We had over on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, Samantha in Fountain Inn, as the break was coming up. You still with us, Samantha?
I sure am.
Outstanding. We'll go right ahead about this crossing over to vote.
Right. So what I was considering is possibly going and voting for Bernie Sanders in hopes that he will be eventually the nominee for the Democratic Party, so that even though I think he's independent, but I would, you know, like, I'd rather him run against Trump than one of the other Democrats who are more moderate, because that way I feel like some of the Democrats may sway their vote towards Trump because they just don't want to be a socialist government.
Well, there is that thought. There are Democrats, I think, out there who do feel that way, that they want to still pass out more of our tax money than I do, but they don't want to go quite as far whole hog off the left end of the world as Bernie does. But again, I'm not sure I could bring it in my heart. I mean, as a joke, I could vote for Biden as a joke. I could vote for Gabbard as a joke. I'm not sure I could bring it in my heart to vote for Bernie. I've interviewed Bernie, and let me tell you something. This guy is a hardcore idiot.
Right. It would be a hard pill to swallow. I understand that. It would definitely be a hard pill to swallow.
But
I felt like it could draw an easier line between candidates, you know, it might be a benefit to us.
It might be. You know, something else I've just been thinking about, you know, wouldn't it be easier just to write in Donald J. Trump?
Oh, that's a good one, too. We could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I've been thinking about that. In fact, the more I think about that, the more I like that, because at least I wouldn't have a bad taste in my mouth. I wouldn't have to get mouthwash after I went and voted.
That is true. I'll probably see you at the poll then.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate that. Steve's on his cell phone out there this afternoon and joins us. Are you with us, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Bobby Mac Show with Jim B. here. Good to have you.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Nice to be here.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, sir, I'm a 65-year-old old road trucker. I'm out here on the road as we speak.
Very good.
I consider myself an independent.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'd like to say one thing. You and I know what socialist means. The majority of the people that hear the word socialist couldn't define it if they had to.
That's,
you know,
true.
What I mean? They could not define it yet. Yet we give socialism a bad rap, but we have Social Security, and we have Medicare, which are socialist programs.
Well, they are socialist-oriented programs. They're not certainly as far as the Bernie Sanders of the world would go.
Well, okay, I'll get that.
But yeah,
we wouldn't have them otherwise.
Well, I'll put it this way. Those are probably untouchable, okay? Those are considered, like, sacrosanct. But going as far as Bernie could go, that can be stopped. And I'm in favor of doing just that. So, again, all I'm saying is that just mess with him a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Well, at least he's talking about expanding instead of taking it away like Trump's doing. You know, I don't get that at all.
Taking what away?
Taking from Social Security and Medicare.
Well, I've never heard Donald Trump say he was going to take away Social Security or take away Medicare.
Everybody.
I mean, I'll put it this way. Actually, ending those programs would almost certainly have the impact of getting maybe a dozen votes in the House and two or three votes in the Senate. Wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen, Steve. It's not even on the table.
I like the way you think, because... Trump scared as hell out of me.
Well, look at the alternative. Look at the alternative, Steve. Look at the alternatives. I mean, the alternatives on the left, the Democrats are not offering any viable alternatives. I mean, it's Donald Trump or chaos, as far as I see it. And I think every independent ought to look into that. Maybe you don't like Trump. There are things about Donald Trump that I don't care for either, but I cannot see any of these Democrats getting in the White House.
I'll tell you why I don't like Trump, because I'm an ex-Marine, and he's a five-time draft dodger that deploys our troops. That's not right. That's criminal. That is not right.
Well, he had a deferment, and I don't know the validity of the bone spurs. I know that people got deferments. I'm a veteran like you. I served in Vietnam. And, by the way, thank you for your service. But that doesn't make him criminal. It means that he got a deferment, and I have no idea of the validity of that deferment. So... I wasn't the doctor who examined.
You know it, and I do too.
Know what?
Rich coward.
I don't know that at all. No, Steve, I'm afraid I have to disagree with you. I have no way of knowing that whatsoever. And unless you were in the examination room, neither do you.
Yeah, okay. Trump may kill us all. Have a nice day, sir.
Fine enough. I doubt very seriously that he will. Okay? And in fact, to be perfectly honest, none of these candidates will kill us all. Some of them will bankrupt us all. So, anyway, appreciate your call, and others may call in as well at the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307 here. Let's see here. Mr. Jimbo, as I understand, in South Carolina, there is no write-ins allowed in presidential races. Thanks, Lee and Gaffney. I wasn't sure. Wasn't sure about that. I didn't remember, I've never tried to write in anybody before, that may well be the case. In that case, then we just have to go back to picking a Democrat we think is a loser. That's what I will do here. Jimbo, many have said that Trump will be our last Republican or conservative president, so eventually the far left socialists will take over our country. That's a rather, there's more of them than there are of us. What happens then? Okay, well, first of all, that assumes that that automatically happens. It hasn't necessarily happened yet. Certainly, if we continue with unrestricted illegal immigration into this country, then yes, without question, that could happen. It hasn't happened yet, and I'm not just going to roll over and play dead. I don't have any reason to believe he is automatically the last such conservative. Let's say one thing about young people. When they grow up, when they are still young and the idea of free this and free that sounds pretty good because they've been essentially parasites off of their parents up to that point anyway. Once they get families and once they get obligations and once they get paychecks and see all that money that's being withheld and they have to pay all the taxes, and I don't just mean the federal taxes, but state taxes and property taxes and sales taxes, and they've got kids and other obligations, many of them do suddenly become more conservative. I think the process is called growing up. So, let's see here. I thank the caller for his service, but he is a jackass, okay? Well, I put it this way. I thank the caller for his service, and he is, I think, badly misinformed. The idea that anybody who got a draft deferment is automatically a rich coward is, to say the least, uninformed at best. Let's see. I doubt I will get to hear the answer. What is everybody scared of Trump? Boy, you people are texting up a storm here. Steve the Trucker proves how uninformed a lot of people are. I bet he heard half of the garbage he was spewing from another idiot on the CB radio. Well, I have no idea where he got that. What is everybody scared of Trump for? I'll be honest with you, it's difficult to read your text here. Okay, text is, I know that write-ins are not allowed in the general presidential election, however, they may be allowed in primaries, I'm not sure. Well, that would be most interesting if we didn't allow write-ins in the general. That would be almost unheard of. I've never heard of any state that didn't allow write-ins in the general election. Okay, whatever. Hey, we'll continue our yakking along here this afternoon. Bobby Mack is out today, but Jimbo back, and just to make it even worse, I'm back on Monday, too. So happy Valentine's Day, and stay tuned. We've got more to come at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, my friend. Time now, 3:45. Afternoon, all, and it is now 11 minutes before 4 o'clock at 106.3 WORD with James in Greenville. Some thoughts on Steve the Trucker. Good afternoon, James.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is James the Trucker from Greenville.
We got another trucker here. All right, this is Trucker Central today. All right.
Yeah.
18 wheels and gear jamming. Steve, go ahead.
I'm here to tell Steve he's more than entitled to his opinion, but as a former Army, active duty Army veteran and a current South Carolina Air National Guard active member right now, I will take, you know, the guy that wants to be there in the foxhole with me than the guy that just wants to be there for the college money and didn't think he was going to get deployed. And then you get over there, and I've seen it with my own eyes. I didn't sign up for this. You know, not taking into account that there's a reason why they teach you to shoot a semi-automatic rifle in basic training. And it's not it's not to sit there and just carry it around and look like G.I. Joe for all the pictures that you send home, you know, and show out for everybody. It's to put a bullet down range in the enemy.
And that's right. And they shoot back at you when they deploy you.
Yeah. And I'm not here to tell you that I was some, you know, Billy Bad A, you know, guy when I went down range to Iraq from 03 to 04. I was scared out of my mind when I was on that plane thinking, what in the world are we about to walk into? But guess what?
Yeah.
I sure as heck never said I didn't sign up for this. And I'm glad that the guys that were standing next to me were not saying that as well. So, you know, whatever reason why Trump got out of whatever military duty for some deferment or whatever, that's fine. Maybe it was for the best thing, because if, you know, I somebody at least knows that they don't need to be there, that's probably better, so that you ain't got somebody else having to watch your back and taking their attention off of what they need to do and possibly getting them hurt. So, like,
well,
I said,
there were a lot of people I know in Vietnam who had just the attitude that you described. And I was there from May of 67 to May of 68, so I'm at least
right.
a generation older than you, James. Yeah, they were quite
the
uncomfortable. They seemed to think that they didn't realize, I don't think, about the other guy's shooting. That part, I think, surprised some of them.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry.
Still have,
I thought you cut me off. I'm sorry. Here's the other thing. At least Trump is in there willing to push the button when he says he's going to push the button, instead of, like, you being in Vietnam and having to deal with the Hamburger Hill deal. We take it, then we got to give it back. We take it, we give it back. Mm-hmm. When Trump was in there,
we allowed Cambodia to become a parking lot for North Vietnamese tanks and trucks.
Everybody needs to remember that when Trump's in the lead, Trump turned Mattis loose and said, kill them all.
Well, I approve of him as the commander in chief, and I stop and think about that. I mean, there are just a few phrases I want to pass through your head here. Okay, let's all say this together now. Ready? President Sanders said today. Oh, President Biden said today. Think about that. I mean, you could have 4 years of that. I don't like that, James.
I don't want to have to go down range and have my hands tied behind my back by the rules of engagement.
Uh-uh.
If I'm going to go, I'll go for Trump any day of the week as long as he turns us loose and let us do what we know how to do. And we do it well.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we do it extremely well. That is very true.
Exactly. You daggum right. You daggum right. We may not be good at nation building, let's be honest. But when it comes to taking out somebody, we all know we took out Iraq in 3 days. Turn them loose.
Amen, brother. Thank you for your service, James. I do appreciate your thoughts and your listenership.
Thank you for
keep on jamming those gears,
my
man. Yes, sir. You take care now. Okay, it's 7 now before 4 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. Your basic what you call the Upstate's talk station here. Let's see here. Jimbo, that caller is close. Neither you nor him have studied philosophy or understand Frederick Engels over the writings of Karl Marx. Engels was the true communist. Karl Marx was the socialist. Communism comes from Engels, not from Marx. Well, first of all, Marx wrote Das Kapital in 1848, and it was 1880 that Engels wrote Socialism, Utopian, and Scientific. So he built on Marx. I've long said that Marx, if you had dropped him into Red Square back in the height of the Soviet Union, he would have taken a while to understand that this was all done in his name. And, of course, on one other point, and that is whether or not either I nor the other the caller have studied philosophy is something you would not have the faintest clue about. Let's see here. Army, strong, Jim, what year were you in Nam, Gerald, and Cowpens? Okay, May of 67 to May of 68. So that did, in fact, include the Tet Offensive, which was, by the way, highly offensive. Texters everywhere here at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307 at 5 before 4. The Democratic Party spent 4 years screaming Russian collusion, then lined up at the polls to vote for a guy who honeymooned there. That's very true. Bernie did honeymoon, in fact, in Moscow. Well, you know, it had such a great reputation as being a wonderful tropical resort here. Okay, let's see. I would remind the former Marine that the last Democrat we elected that was a veteran was the Honorable Jimmy Carter, the most god-awful president we ever had, but a good man. I'll stick with Trump. There's a lot to be said for that. Simply being a veteran in and of itself does not necessarily prove your bona fides. Okay, let's see here. All kinds of... speaking of killing us all, do you really think those guillotines are for the illegals? Well, you know, if we have a bunch of guillotines somewhere in storage, then I don't know. Maybe they're just slicing onions. Hard to say. Let's see. If Trump is a draft dodger and a coward, so is Joe Biden. Boss all had a medical deferment from the draft. A lot of people had medical deferments from the draft. That's true. So anyway, here, let's see here. Steve is a perfect example of a typical leftist. I don't know that he's leftist. Truth is not always a value to the left, so they just make stuff up. Trump wants to take away from Social Security and Medicare. Where does he get that from? It's just a lie. I have never heard it anywhere. And that did suggest that he let me know where that came from, and did not, of course, get an answer in that regard. How will you folks feel about voting for a Democrat in the South Carolina primary when one of them beats Trump in November? There's no way in hell I will ever pull a lever for a Democrat. Voting, you know, casting a few votes in South Carolina does not elect somebody president of the United States. I will not be certainly voting for them when it comes time to count the votes in November. That you'll find me counting, casting votes pretty much a Republican straight ticket. I would vote for a Democrat who was genuinely better, but there aren't any. that I can have ever seen. I've just not seen one. I can't even remember the last time I voted for a Democrat. So what can I tell you? All right. 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063 is your esteemed Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Is 71307, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, of course, available for your usage as well. Jimbo in for Bobby Mack this afternoon. And a few other things to talk about as well. Roger Stone and what should happen there next. And what the president should do to reach out maybe to those who are still persuadables. Some thoughts. Jimbo for Bobby Mack. It's 3 before 4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.